The Spanish language chants of Si Se Puede, or Yes We Can, from Latino advocates of the driver ID provision, filled the Capitol Dome as the group marched through the rotunda. But at a news conference before the rally, supporters of the plan tried to make it clear that it's not just immigrants who support it. Madison police officer Carlos Valentin spoke on behalf of his boss, Chief Noble Ray, and more than a dozen other police departments around the state.
It would be great relief for all of us in the law enforcement family if we knew that all of our drivers would be driving with something that says that they qualify to drive those roads the way that they're supposed to be driven, which is with safety being the number one concern.
Advocates of the driver ID permit argue it would generate $1 million for the state in fees from people who apply for it. And dairy farmers like John Rosenau of Cochrane, Wisconsin, say it would protect immigrant workers who milk cows on dozens of Wisconsin dairy farms like his.
So it's right for the legislature to include these residents as part of Wisconsin. By turning down this driver's license certificate thing in the Senate, it was like a blow to us.
Senate leaders from both parties say they've heard from constituents who don't want immigrants to have the driver IDs. But so far it's not clear why the measure passed the Assembly but was dropped by the Senate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.